At age 78, retired New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg may be running for office again. The Associated Press, quoting a Democratic source, is reporting that Lautenberg has been chosen to replace incumbent Senator Robert Torricelli as the party's candidate in November. Torricelli, who has been dogged by ethics questions, abruptly dropped out of the race yesterday. He was trailing his Republican opponent in the polls, and he's been under pressure to save a Democratic majority in the Senate. But for Lautenberg to replace Torricelli on the ballot, the New Jersey Supreme Court must first weigh in. State law says the political parties cannot replace a candidate within 51 days of Election Day, and Republicans are vowing to fight the Democrats' effort to replace their candidate. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Republicans are outraged by the move. Leading the charge is candidate Douglas Forrester. He was virtually unknown before mounting his self-funded challenge to Torricelli. Forrester has focused on the Democrats' ethics problems almost exclusively and was leading by double digits in the polls.
The laws of the state of New Jersey do not include "we think we're going to lose, so we get to pick someone new" clause. No one has the right to rewrite the law simply because he is losing in the latest public opinion polls.
Although state law appears quite clear, legal experts say the Democrats do have a case. Richard Purr, professor of election law at Rutgers University, says the intention of the law is to prevent parties from easily making late substitutions. But, Purr says, there's nothing to prevent a political party from being granted an exemption.
Common law, and the way that these statutes have been interpreted in the past, although not this specific one, has always been with an eye towards liberally interpreting election law statutes. And in this case, it is likely that the court, after balancing the equities that are involved, will determine that it's in the interest of the voters of New Jersey to have multiple candidates on the general election ballot.
While registered Democrats significantly outnumber Republicans in New Jersey, a majority of voters are not affiliated with either party at all. On the streets of Maplewood, a small suburb just west of Newark, an unscientific survey found mixed opinions. Republicans tended to side with Forrester, while Democrats overwhelmingly favored having another choice on Election Day. 43-year-old Paul Drexel says he thinks it's fair for the state to offer another choice.
The best candidates should be those who we're electing, not somebody who gets in there by default. So I think that the issue should be between, now we can at least decide whether Forrester's issues are important, which really has not been the candidate. It's either been Torricelli or non-Torricelli. Those have been the two candidates so far.
But many independent voters lashed out at Torricelli's decision to withdraw, especially since it was apparently based on opinion polls. Mark Terenzi, a 44-year-old science teacher, says he'd prefer to vote for another candidate. He was planning on sitting this one out, but the 11th-hour switch doesn't seem fair.
Otherwise, what's to stop somebody or a party, if their candidate is souring in the polls, to maybe manufacture some sort of scandal and quickly get a Bill Bradley or a big profile guy in there? So I hate to say it, but, you know, you got to go down with the ship.
Democrats are expected to tell the state Supreme Court tomorrow that replacing Torricelli on the ballot is the only fair way to proceed. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Maplewood, New Jersey.